Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul and DJ back with you on a Wednesday. Feels like fall out there. Little breezy, couple of hit or miss showers out there. Not complaining about the weather. By the way, Jor hopefully will be back with us tomorrow. She's had a couple of weeks to renew her strength, and she seems much, much better. So hopefully Jordana will be on tomorrow. So it turns out the newest legal battlefield in the pandemic may be the issuance of religious exemptions. Some evangelical pastors are providing religious exemption documents to members of their churches. There are websites springing up, step-by-step instructions on how you can skirt vaccination requirements by asking for a religious exemption. With us to discuss this is Pastor Paul Bodwin from Aldersgate United Methodist Church in St. Louis Park. Welcome back, Pastor Paul.
Glad to be here, Paul. It sounds like between the person, the doctor you quoted, and you and me, there's just a lot of Pauls floating around.
It's appalling. I know.
Oh, there it is.
the Gospel of Paul. So here's the thing. I'm a Christian. DJ is a Christian. We haven't been shy in talking about our faith on the air. I feel like I have religious freedoms to worship the Creator the way I want to worship the Creator. Nobody is censoring me. Jordana, very strident and forthcoming, talking about Judaism on the air. Nobody is throttling us and telling us what not or not, you know, what to talk about or what not to talk about. I hear the term religious freedom a lot when it comes to this virus. First of all, are you getting requests for exemptions from your flock, from your parishioners?
Not in my congregation, and I think probably broadly not so much in the Minnesota United Methodist expression. I haven't gotten one, but I have seen the reports of it, and I have, you know, people on social media and such that are crying religious freedom and such. And quite honestly, it's odd to me. It's a really odd one, particularly as I think for sure Christianity, and from my conversations with a good rabbi friend of mine in Judaism as well, a whole big part of our faith is watching out for the common good. And so you have to ask the question, is me not getting vaccinated good for the common good?
Well, again, we've taken a global health crisis, and at least in this country and other countries, turned it into a referendum on personal freedoms and individual liberties. I have lots of freedoms, and I don't take any of them for granted. But what do you hear when you hear the term, the expression religious freedom, and, hey, I'm being persecuted by having to take this vaccine?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, it's interesting because religious freedom is a beautiful thing, right? First Amendment, it's right in there the government shall not, impose any law that would restrict somebody's religious freedom or establish a religion, really, what it says. So it's beautiful because our country is founded on the ability for people to practice their faith, whatever it is. However, every freedom has a limit, right? Because your religious freedom does not allow you to go out and shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue. We know that. And so lately, though, what I've been hearing when I hear religious freedom is I almost liken it to like a tax loophole for me to get to do what I want to do. And it's sort of appalling to me, particularly in a Christian context, because to me it actually feels like a violation of the third commandment, where you're using the Lord's name in vain, in that you are putting God's name onto something that I don't think God's name belongs on, which is finding a religious exemption, citing religious freedom, when we're in the middle of a public health crisis. That's disturbing and troubling to me. And there is a way in which, and I hate to name names, but particularly in the evangelical circles, anytime there's a restriction put on them, they will cite persecution, which is a big word to be using when we look at Christians who are actually persecuted still today across the globe. You needing to wear a mask or maybe get a shot is hardly persecution, especially when we're talking about being in the midst of a public health crisis.
Pastor Paul, I'm just curious to get your thoughts on this, and I don't mean to ambush you, but I will. you've studied the gospel of the New Testament. Mm-hmm. You've immersed yourself in that. If Jesus was alive and walking through St. Louis Park, what do you think he'd be preaching right now? What, you know, for lack of a better question, what would Jesus do?
Mm-hmm. That's a very difficult question when you're starting to talk about things like public health crises and vaccines, I think, because quite honestly, the Gospels don't talk about those things in clear terms, right? However, what the Gospel does talk about, above all else, is it's right there. Love your neighbor. Love God with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And that was nothing new. Jesus was pulling that right out of the Torah, because he was a Torah observant Jew. And so I do think that something has broken down in much of contemporary Christianity, where we don't equate loving your neighbor with the common good, with the public health, with kind of that social contract that we have to watch out for one another, to make sure that all are cared for and all are healthy. And we've gotten so individualized, and that's where I think some of Christianity has gotten so fused into American exceptionalism and individualism that we've lost that communal sense of what Christianity is. And it is a communal faith. I mean, communion is at the core of it, right? The community, the being together, sharing all things in common. And that's a way in which we love our neighbor. And I think that's what he would be preaching, is we got to do what we got to do to watch out for one another. And it isn't just about you. It is about us. And it's that notion of we are in this together. Whether you think we are or not, we are. And I think that's something he'd be preaching. Of course, along with you, whoever you are a beloved creation of God, in whom God is well pleased. That's always gets slipped in as well.
Absolutely. Life is a gift. Life is also a test, right? My opinion, mm-hmm. what we do with what we're given and how we treat those, especially the least among us, I think we are accountable for our behavior, our actions, our words. Mm-hmm. Last question, Pastor, you've got a big fall kickoff on Sunday at Aldersgate United Methodist, right?
Yeah, we're trying. we're it's that time of year. When kind of things kick back in, and we weren't able to do it last year, and we're not able to do it at the level that we'd like to still this year, but we're just calling the flock together, worshiping outdoors, particularly for this Sunday, and just hoping to kind of get back to a little bit of some normalcy around church life and the faith, but not quite back full 100% as we were prior to the pandemic.
Pastor Paul Bodwin, Aldersgate United Methodist Church in St. Louis Park. Appreciate you coming on. A tough subject, but really, really appreciate your perspective, and I wish you and yours safety and much happiness. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Be loved.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.